Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I hope you're doing really well today. We so enjoy and we count it a privilege to be able to hang out with you every single weekday. As we tell other people about the podcast, it would help us to know what it is that you find helpful. So if you don't mind, would you send us a line or two just to tell us what it is that helps you? What are the kinds of things that encourage you? And we would love to know that. Drop us a note at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com. But today I want to talk about one of the things that I am so convinced that you need. It's something that I need, but I want to talk about you today because that's easier to do. Isn't that true? You need us. This is one of the things I'm absolutely convinced of today is that you need us. You need us in your life, and certainly I need us in my life. And so the question is, what is this us? The us is true community. It's that sense of connectedness. It's that band of brothers that some people have. It's that sisterhood that some people have. It may be people at work. It may be people that you hang out with after work. It may be people like my brother. He's got his motorcycle club. It could be you're on a sports team. It could be a hobby. It could be the small group that you're in. But here's what I know is you need them. You need your version of us. Now, why would I say that? When we're in community, when we've got people where we're safe to drop our guard and we're safe to, you know, be vulnerable, when we have people that actually know us and they care about us at a deep level, those are the kind of people that when we're feeling overwhelmed, they can point us to a better way. In fact, I would say they could point us to Jesus. They are the kind of people that we can get real help from in those moments that we feel like we're drowning. There's a little letter in the New Testament, and it's a letter written by Paul to all the churches in Philippi, and so appropriately, it's called Philippians. Now, when Paul writes this little letter, he was probably in prison, and in his day, there was a stigma attached to that socially. If you were in prison, there's a mark on you. Just like in our day-to-day, we might feel like there's a mark on us if we drop our guard, if we're vulnerable, if we admit that we've got some weaknesses or there's stress that we're carrying or some emotional baggage. And yet Paul, even though there's a mark on him socially, shows us in this little letter that even in less than best circumstances, in those areas that aren't ideal and overwhelming, because if you think about it, he's in prison and possibly facing execution, he says, he shows us that a person who puts their trust in Jesus can still have hope. See, our hope today isn't based on circumstances. Our hope today isn't based on some special insight, but we have hope in God because we know that ultimately one day he gets the last word and one day he's going to vindicate us at the day of judgment, and he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And part of how God is present in those less than ideal moments is through our us, through our community. Listen to how Paul writes about his community, and he writes to this community. He says in Philippians 1, starting in verse 3, he says, "Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make requests for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from time you first heard it until now, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in the defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and I long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus." And he just keeps going on. He says, "I pray that your love will overflow more and more and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding." Here's what I hope you get from this. Paul and the people that he's writing to had a real bond. Their bond wasn't surface level. It was based on the grace that they had experienced, and it bound them together in community. Paul had an us. He had a community. So while his circumstances were tough, he prays with joy for them in verse 4. While his circumstances weren't ideal, he gives thanks to God for them in verse 3. And while his circumstances were really hard and bleak, he yearns to be with them again in verse 8. See, when God's grace is that common glue that forms community, you don't need to worry about all the other stuff, about your record, your perfection, your looks, your reputation, your job, your zip code, your square footage. There's power in us. And so I have a challenge for you today. Practice keeping a gratitude list this week that you can share with your us, with your community. If you don't know what I mean by that, what I mean is keep a journal or maybe even just a note on your phone of the things that you're grateful for each day. Choose things like nature or something going on in yourself, in your personal life or at work or school or community, whatever that thing may be, but try writing down three things that you're grateful for and then pray through them. And then I want to encourage you to bring that list to your us, to your community, so that you can share both the things that you are happy about, but also the things that you're wrestling with, so that through the power of us, you can experience all God has for you. Paul had an us. Do you have an us? And do you have some gratitude that you can share with them this week? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.